From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. Alaska Airlines has won government approval to buy rival Virgin America after agreeing to reduce its flight-selling partnership with American Airlines. Parent company Alaska Air Group Incorporated said Tuesday that it expects to close the $2.6 billion deal soon. The Justice Department filed a lawsuit and settlement agreement in federal district court in Washington. Seattle-based Alaska agreed to scale back a deal in which it and American sell seats on some of each other's flights and split the revenue. Alaska is the nation's sixth biggest airline, and California-based Virgin is eighth. Together, they'll become the fifth biggest. Jeremy Tinney, the man who was shot by a police officer early Saturday, was arrested by police in Washington after being released from the hospital. Lieutenant David Campbell with the Juneau Police Department says he doesn't know how police in Washington found out Tinney was in the area.
At the time of the news conference that took place 11 hours after, neither I or Chief Johnson were aware of the warrants in Washington. So I wasn't aware of the warrants until late yesterday.
The warrant was for charges of third-degree assault on a child, fourth-degree assault, harassment, and a probation violation. Tinney was medevaced to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle after being shot once in an altercation with Juneau Police. Police contacted Tinney after his vehicle crashed into a ditch in the 16,500 block of Ocean View Drive. Police did not find a weapon at the scene of the shooting. JPD Chief Bryce Johnson said at a news conference Saturday that the man who was shot, now identified as Tinney, did not follow officers' orders, and one of the officers felt he had to shoot him. Police said Tinney has had run-ins with JPD in the past and has made threats to harm officers. JPD identified the officer who shot Tinney as Sergeant Chris Gifford. The second officer involved was identified as Officer Darren Schulz. Gifford is an 18-year law enforcement veteran with over 16 years on the Juneau Police Force. Schulz has over 19 years with the department. Both officers were placed on administrative leave. New charges have not been filed against Tinney in Juneau. Campbell says if charges are filed, prosecutors will likely begin an extradition process with Washington officials.
You know, our district attorney and their prosecuting attorney down there talk and try to figure out what's going on as far as who's going to take priority over the two.
Campbell says authorities are still investigating the circumstances of Tinney's shooting, and he can't share any information on what led up to the incident. Juneau Police Department says the student who made possible shooting threats against Leonard Mountain High School is no longer a threat. Lieutenant David Campbell with the Juneau Police says they are trying to quash rumors that the 17-year-old boy was missing last night.
Well, what we were hearing was a lot of conjecture on social media saying that the student that had made the threat was unaccounted for and people were still worried. As of last night, we knew that conjecture was not accurate.
Campbell says the police know the boy's location and that he cannot hurt anyone.